Amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There's nowhere like the presence of the Lord. If you really understood it, you know it's always with you.
Yes.
It's everywhere that you are if you can recognize. Recognition is powerful. I know y'all looking. I know Apostle said he's going to be here tonight. He is. You're looking at him. Hey, when you see me, you see the Father. Come on, clap your hands. Y'all gotta clap your hands for that one. That was a good one. Come on, online. Come on, Zoom. I see you. Somebody looking at me. Come on, you gotta clap. Y'all gotta give it to me. That was one for the books right there. Yeah. When you see me, you see the Father. Me and my Father are one. Yeah, I come through the work of the Father. He gave me a revelation on this about legacy. And I'm gonna have to teach it, show it to some of the other PKs. Because sometimes we're so busy trying to be an individual, we don't understand oneness. And so we struggle trying to have an identity when we've already been identified. That ain't what I'm talking about tonight, y'all. So that's going to be another time. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Jesus was and is constantly doing something with your mind.
Yes.
All right, this is what I'm saying. Because he knows that this is the place that he has to work. Okay, you've already been given, well, in the beginning, God breathed into man became a living soul. He's already given you his identity and his likeness and his image. Okay, so this is already set in place. Even the word spirit, if you look it up in the Greek, it really means breath. So when God breathed into man, the spirit of man was actually the spirit of God. Come on, say the Spirit of God,
is in me.
Come on, say it again. The Spirit of God,
is in
me. I want to take it further. Say the Spirit of God,
is me.
This is what I'm saying. Now, I don't want you to think about your outer self, your flawed self, your self that has issues, your self that has problems. Don't think about that self when you're talking about. That's the self that you deny. Deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. We're not talking about that self. We're talking about the God self. Listen to what I'm saying. So the Spirit of God is who I am. Say it.
The Spirit of God is who I am.
All right. Now, the reason that we repeat things so much is because we're dealing with our thoughts.
Right.
If you want a subject there, there's thoughts are thermostats. Yeah, I heard that today. If y'all the members of Word Life, y'all understand what a thermostat do. I heard somebody say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sunday, my mom tapped me. She said, tell them turn that app down. Because that wind be popping up there, right? But the thermostat. So y'all know how y'all work y'all thermostats at home. You know you get your desired temperature based on where you set your thermostat.
Yes.
You don't get a degree higher. You don't get a degree lower. You get exactly what you set it at. And if it's not at what you set it at, somebody got to come fix this thing. You about to call AC repair, whatever AC company you want. They come in to fix this thing because it's not doing what I set it to do. Listen to me. So thoughts are thermostats. Say thoughts are thermostats. Come on, say thoughts are thermostats. Come on, say it again. Thoughts are thermostats. All right, before we go to Proverbs 23, I know I got you in the Colossians, Proverbs 23. And you've heard this before, but I want to read it. Proverbs chapter 23, and I'm a stickler for saying things the right way. So we always say, as a man think it, it don't say that. It says for verse 7, I want to go to verse 7, and often we read verse 7 and we read it and we try to make a doctrine out of it, but we don't understand what the context is. Everybody say context. Context is important. So verse 7, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That sounds like it's set, right? That sounds like that's a thermostat. That sounds like however I'm thinking in my heart, that's what I will be.
Yes.
Not more, not less, but that exact thing. Because as I think, as means the same time, same way. When you see the word as, that means thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's the same thing. Same time, same way. Everybody say same time.
Same time.
Same way.
Same.
Come on, say it again. Same time.
Same time.
Same way.
Same.
Come on, say it again. Same time.
Same,
same way.
Same.
Now, we're not just doing this for just to be talking, but the repetition matters. When we say something and we say it over and over again, repetition matters. How do you know your name? Can somebody tell you that your name ain't your name right now?
No.
You fight them to the end, don't you? Right? But you learn that by repetition.
Yes.
Somebody saying it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the repetition, they got you to say it. Like right now, I got Shanice trying to say her name. She ain't saying it so clear, but I got her saying Denise. Right? I'm trying to get her to say her name so she'll know who she is. So if somebody call her out her name. Yeah. If something else is calling, well, that ain't my name, so I ain't got to answer that. Come on, y'all. There's some things that have been calling you out your name, and you've been answering them. Because somebody told you that's who you was. Come on, stop answering that. That call wasn't for you. Let that one, y'all remember the Matrix? Y'all seen the Matrix, the bullets pass by? Yeah, let that one fly by you. That ain't for you. Even if it come up and it got your name on it, and say it looked like your name, look like the words in your name, nah, that ain't who I am. Because who I am is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Is God going to take this? Because if he ain't taking it, I ain't taking it.
That's right.
You got the wrong address.
That's right.
As he thinketh, yes. Thinketh is a continual thought. It's not as he thought, not as he will think, as he is right now thinketh.
Yeah.
So it's a continual thinking. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So now, as a thermostat, and my thoughts are thermostats. Come on, say it again. Thoughts are thermostats. Well, just like you set your temperature in your house, you have to set your temperature in your house.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Come on. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You have to set your temperature in your house. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because my body is a temple.
That's right.
So I'm trying to see what temperature God wants. How God like it in the house? Come on, y'all know y'all got that number y'all set y'all thermostat at?
Yes.
And you don't want nobody to touch it because you're comfortable in that place.
Yes.
That's the temperature that fits for you in that house.
Amen.
Are y'all understanding me? And that's your house. I'd be doggone if somebody come in my house and change my thermostat. Because it's my house. Everybody say it's my house.
Uh-huh.
Come on, say it again. It's my house.
Uh-huh.
One more time. Say it's my house.
Uh-huh.
So I got to take ownership. Luke 21:19 says, in your patience, possess ye your souls. Because
yeah.
It's your soul. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So you set your thermostat. As he thinketh, don't get caught up on the heat. It's a person. So as he, as she thinketh, so are you. Are y'all hearing me? So now, if I'm getting a wrong temperature, if it's too hot in here, but I know I set my thermostat for a certain thing, then I got to figure out what's going wrong with how I'm setting it.
Yes.
What's going wrong in my system? Is something wrong with my ducts? Is something wrong with my filter? Woo, the filter, Lord, have mercy. That's a whole nother message. Is something wrong with what's going on? Something clogging up the flow.
Yeah.
Because when I set that thermostat, it's supposed to do exactly what I said it at. All right? Now, on the flip side, I can tell you where your thermostat is set. I can look at your life and tell you where your thermostat is set. I can look at your results. I heard somebody say, a person can't behave beyond their beliefs. Show me your behavior and I'll show you what you believe.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Everybody say amen. As he thinketh, in his heart, so is he. But let's go to verse 1, because we never do that. We like to pick the scriptures, but verse 20, chapter 23, verse 1, it says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligent what's before you.
Mm-hmm.
Consider what you're consuming. Come on. That's why they like to call us consumers.
Yeah.
Like to label you a consumer, yeah. Consider what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat,
wow,
if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties. For they are deceitful meat. This is trying to tell you how to eat. Come on, it's trying to tell you how to eat. It's trying to tell you how to eat. Did you know you do know that the your mind has an appetite as well?
Yes, sir.
You do know your mind eats.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you think you're going to dinner. That ain't the only thing you eating all day long.
That's
the question is, what's your diet?
Yeah.
Your mind has a diet. Wow.
Yes, sir.
What kind of diet do you have your mind on?
That's good.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease not from thine own wisdom. Whose wisdom?
Your own.
Gotcha. Okay, okay. I just want to make sure we ain't talking about that. Verse 5, wilt thou not set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Eat not that bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire thou the dainty meats. Then we get to verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Are y'all seeing what he's saying?
Yes.
I'm going to go there in a minute, but I can't go. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But this is the same way Jesus talks in Matthew chapter 6 when he says, take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, or what you're going to put on. He says, take no thought.
Yeah.
Don't take the thoughts for those things because those thoughts are below you. I mean, if we just think about eating and drinking and how we're going to survive, we might as well be animals.
Right.
If this is what we do everything for, then we might as well be a puppy in the back of the field. But we're much more than that. God has created much more than that. So now we have to see what God gave us thoughts. Our thoughts are not our enemies, but sometimes we turn them into our enemies. Why do you think the serpent, the serpent starts talking to him first. He don't take the apple and shove it. I mean, now he's not in the apple, the fruit. He don't take the fruit and shove it in their mouth. Throw the fruit on them because you know that we always say the enemy attacking us.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all, come on. You know, we always say the enemy doing something to us. The enemy is your enemy.
That's right.
Your number one enemy is your inner you. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you think you playing right, but your number one problem is you. It is not the devil. He does not have that kind of power.
That's right.
The only person that got that kind of power to put you under is you. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Why do you think Jesus talks to Peter and he calls Peter Satan? Get behind me, Satan. He ain't say you're acting like Satan. He called him Satan directly. Because it's an evil thought process. It's an evil influence. Every time that you feel like you're not going to make it, that's an evil influence. That's something wrong with your thoughts. Every time you believe a report of something else other than the report of the Lord, there's something wrong with my thoughts. Come on, say it. Come on. Every time I get in fear or worry or concern, there's something wrong with my thoughts. So I don't go start attacking the things on the outside. I start dealing with the inside. I set my thermostat.
Yes.
Yeah, I change my temperature. Y'all get me? Say, I changed my temperature. Say it. Come on, say, I changed my temperature. Come on, one more time. Say, I changed my temperature. See, the enemy wants you to fight out here.
Right.
Yeah. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
That's right.
Yeah. But mighty through God. Go ahead. 2 Corinthians. Go ahead. 2 Corinthians. Go, quick. 2 Corinthians. Ah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians. Watch this. Thermostat. Everybody say thermostat.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. Say thermostat.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. Say thermostat.
Yes.
Watch. Every time y'all touch your thermostat, y'all gonna remember this message. Yeah, I'm putting it. Yeah, every time you go in there, change it, like, I got to think what's going on in my mind. Yeah. That's what I want. Jesus, I pay attention to Jesus. And I see that when Jesus talks, he uses our everyday language to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
I know we get all super deep in church and we don't understand what he's saying. But when Jesus says the kingdom of God is of a man should cast seed in the ground, it's because he's talking to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of us don't understand it. We need a revelation because we ain't never planted nothing. That's true. So that don't resonate with us. But that thermostat resonate. All that technology inside the house. Yeah. It's going to stick with you. Every time you touch your thermostat, think about if you're touching your thermostat.
Yeah.
This thermostat scripture. Verse 3, I'm going to start there. For we walk not after the flesh, for we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Verse 4, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down what? Where are your imaginations at? My imagination out there, they try to put imagination out there in here. If you keep watching it, if you keep listening to it, if you keep aligning yourself to it, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that does what? Exalt itself what? Against what? Against the knowledge of God. So now we got a template now. Is this the knowledge of God? Because if not, it's trying to exalt itself against it. You get it? And the highest form, watch this, y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready? If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
The highest form of knowledge of God is him telling you who you are.
Yeah.
So now we got to cast down imagination and every high thing they're trying to tell me I'm not who I am.
Yes, sir.
Anything that's trying to tell me that I'm not one with God.
Yeah.
Come on, thermostat now. Thermostat. Thermostat, show me your life. I'll show you what you got to say that. All right, watch me. And bringing, y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
And bringing into captivity. How many of them?
Every.
How many of them?
Every.
Wait, you mean tell me every thought got to be brought into captivity? You mean to tell me I got to lock all my thoughts up? Mm-hmm. Bring every thought. To what?
Captivity.
Into what?
Captivity.
All right, come on. To what?
Obedience.
To the obedience of what?
Christ.
No. To the obedience of your favorite preacher.
No.
Oh. To the obedience of your favorite worship song. Oh, no. To the obedience of what?
Christ.
So now I've got to bring my thoughts to the obedience. That means I've got to set my thoughts to the obedience of whatever Christ set his thoughts to. Philippians 2:5. Go. Philippians 2:5. We're going to rattle them off. Philippians 2:5. I'm going to read it before you get there. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also
in Christ
Jesus. Hold on. Let. Everybody say let. Say it loud. Say let. It's an easy word. That means allow. That means allow this mind to be in you. Which was also in Christ. It didn't say put this mind in you. Watch it. It didn't say put the mind. Now we think we're putting the mind. No, the mind of Christ is already in you.
Yeah.
Come on, say the mind of Christ,
mind.
Is already
in me.
Come on, say the mind of Christ,
mind of Christ.
Already is me.
Yes.
And I'm saying this for a reason. Because if you don't understand, the lawful mentality will have you thinking that you're learning something to put something. No, when you hear the word of God like tonight, or when you hear the word of God from apostle, or when you hear the word of God from somebody ministering to you, they are aligning you to who you already are.
Amen.
And this is why it's easy. Because you're not far off. Your mind's just gone somewhere. You've allowed your mind to be taken captive by something else. You've allowed somebody else to make you think something else about yourself. And so now your thermostat is set to their temperature. So now you in your house sweating because of them.
Wow.
All freezing. Word of life, amen. I got you. Right. Like whatever it is, you off temp. Your temperature off.
Yeah.
You know when you take your temperature? Yeah, your temperature off. So something ain't going right. Because you've allowed somebody else to set your thermostat.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody else setting your thoughts. And you would never go. I just said it just now. You fight if somebody came in your house, in your front door. Come into wherever you live at and start changing your thermostat. Hold on, he laughing. Now you'll fight. You'll fight more than if they come in there trying to steal your money. I know you would. Some of y'all, we serious about them thermostats. Don't close the door. Not only, then they gonna come in, change the thermostat, and then leave. Now you in there sweating by yourself off of a temperature that was set for you. They're not even there no more. They're not even there no more. I had to talk to myself because I would have conversations or things would happen and something would bother you. Any of that something bother you before?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all better answer me in this church. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, some of y'all botherless people. I got to cast that out. Anybody ever had anything bother them before?
Yeah.
Had a conversation that bothered you?
Yeah.
Now the conversation is over.
And you still bother me.
You are away from this person. And you still fussing in your head. But I thought I would have told him. I should have told him what this was and what I should have told him. Then I start thinking about the answer. Start thinking about the answer after that. I should have told him this. Next time they tell me, I'm going to say this when they tell him. And now you're mad. And now you hot. And you sweating. And ain't nothing going on. Because your thermostat got set. Come on, everybody say freedom. Come on, say freedom. Say it loud. Say freedom.
Freedom.
See, I take control of my own thermostat. I take control of my thought. I bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Because I realize that something's trying to set me somewhere else. And now, man, it's not even happening right now. Have you ever walked in somewhere? I'll show you how powerful your thoughts are. Have you ever walked in somewhere and you thought something was going on and you was a little scared? Then you felt the goosebumps or the hair on the back of your neck stood up, but wasn't nothing in there?
Right.
Wasn't nothing in there, but your mind made you believe and your body started reacting. I'm gonna show you how powerful your thoughts are. Your body started, anybody got nervous and start sweating before? Yeah, because your body begins to react off of your thoughts. Yeah. This thermostat, everybody say thermostat. My thoughts are my thermostat. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. It does not matter what God is trying to do to me or through me. Whatever his plan is, his plan can be amazing. But if my thermostat is set wrong, I can't receive the temperature. I can't receive or I can't let whatever he got flow through me because my thoughts are off. Yes. My thoughts are unaligned. So you bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It is very easy. Y'all got to walk with me. It is very easy to bring your thoughts to the obedience of Christianity and they still don't be at Christ. Because you can go through all the hoops and jump over all the hurdles and still not have your thoughts to the obedience of Christ, the person. Yeah, the person. Christ is a personality.
Yes, he is.
And so I bring my thoughts to the obedience of that person because I'm a person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That person is showing me the person that I am.
Wow.
Come on, y'all. Come on. That person is showing me the person that I am. So now when you hear Jesus, and I don't get ahead of myself, Jesus say some wild stuff. I know we get used to it because we've been in church and we just take it normal, but eat my body, drink my blood is some wild conversation. Amen. That's, I don't know. If apostles come out here and say, eat my body, drink my blood, I don't know. Some of y'all going to stick. And some of y'all going to get on the phone after. Y'all heard that man? I'll go turn online. You're going to hear what he said. Eat my body, drink my blood. I don't know what he mean by that. He would say some wild things, but he's trying to jolt us out of our low thoughts. Huh? He's trying to jolt us out of our lower frequency thoughts. Colossians chapter 3. I know we're supposed to start there. Go back there now. Colossians chapter 3. And we normally go to verse 2 and we get to reading it. But verse 1 says, If ye then be risen with Christ. Say, I am risen with Christ.
Risen.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, I am risen with Christ.
Risen.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Yes.
That sounds like seek ye first.
Okay.
Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, what have you been seeking? I'll wait for a moment. I'll wait to let you ask yourself that. Okay? Don't give me no answers. Just ask yourself that and find out if it's where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Okay, verse 2. Thermostat, huh? What you do with your thermostat? What you do with your thermostat?
Set
your affections on things above. Let me see. Hold up. Yep. The word affection. In its Greek, it means to exercise the mind. So set the exercising of your mind. Set the exercising of your mind on things above. Have a sentiment or opinion, to have understanding, to be wise, to feel, to think, to have an opinion of oneself. It's affection. Everybody say affection.
Affection.
Watch this. To be of the same mind, agree together, cherish the same views, be harmonious. I'm going to say it again. It says to be of the same mind, agree together, cherish the same views, be harmonious. Now, I cannot cherish the same views of someone that I don't know what their views are.
That's good.
And even if I knew or I have read or I saw a list of what their views were, if I don't spend time with their views, they won't be my views.
Yeah. That's good. That's true.
They won't be the way that I see things. Are y'all seeing me?
Yes, sir.
So I cherish the same views as Jesus. Be harmonious. It said, watch this. It's all this under affection. To direct one's mind to a thing. To seek. To strive for. To direct my mind. Mm-hmm. I direct my mind. Are y'all seeing me?
Yeah.
I direct my mind. But also I direct my mind like a director in an orchestra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I direct it in the way it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And it says, on things that are above.
Yes.
And not on things on the earth. Now, if you don't understand that, that's an inside-outside conversation. Whenever you hear the word on, that's outside.
Right.
In is inside. This is why I stress in earth as it is in heaven. Are y'all seeing me?
Yes.
Because there are things that are on earth that will have you set in another temperature.
Right.
Come on. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
There are things that are on the earth that God didn't even intend to be on here. That mankind created because they thought it was smart. And now it told you to set your temperature at that. This how you really going to be somebody. This how you really going to be worth something. This how you really going to have some value. Well, hold on. You don't give me my value. God has already valued me.
Right.
Come on. Say it with your mouth. Say God has already valued me. Come on. Say it with your mouth. There's a point for it. There's a point for it. It's not a turn to your neighbors. No. There's a point for it. God has already valued me. Say it.
God has already valued me.
See, when you say it, you're exercising your thoughts. Affirmations are very, very important. Affirmations, I used to be hard on affirmations. But the reason I was hard on affirmations is because you're affirming everything under the sun other than the affections of Christ.
Yes.
My affirmation should be what Christ's affirmation is.
Yes.
What he affirmed, that's what I affirm.
Yes.
What he has affirmed in his mind, I affirm in my mind.
Yes.
So what Christ saying? What Jesus saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, what Jesus saying? Y'all know it. I know where I come from. Say it. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. See, I affirm that now. Now I'm setting my thermostat. Now, if you don't understand that, I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. I'm actually setting my temperature to heaven. I wonder how it feels. I wonder what my temperature is set to heaven. Y'all get me? I get the results that heaven got. Same time, same way. Because I'm setting my thoughts. I know where I come from. Come on, say it. You said it. Come on. Your repetition. Come on. Your repetition is saying it. How many words did you use today? Hold on. How many words did you use today? How much stuff did you talk about today? How many things did you say and had a conversation, had discussion? How many things you listened to today? How many things you had and was going on through your mind, cycling through your mind that didn't line up with I know where I come from and I know where I'm going. The one that sent me is with me. Yeah. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. When you seek me, you see the Father. Me and my Father are one. Yeah. Say it. That's not exclusive to me. That's not exclusive to Jesus. He told you the works that I do. So if I said it, say it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Because I'm setting the thermostat of my mind. Woo! I'm setting the thermostat of my mind to Christ.
That's right.
And then the heat that I begin to give off is the Christ heat.
Hallelujah.
You see me?
Yes.
You see me? But I got to set my mind.
Yes.
I don't set my mind to what everybody else is setting their mind to. Forget what they're talking about. What is Christ saying about it? Are y'all seeing me? So I set my thermostat. Okay, I gotta go over there. Yes, sir. So Matthew chapter 6. Okay. Jesus. I've been having 13,000 different messages coming out at the same time in my mind. There are you can train. He told me the other day, I got about 1, 2, 3. How many, EJ? I don't know. We got about 14 German shepherds. Wow. Everybody say, wow is right. And I was wondering why I got all these dogs. Why I got all these dogs? I ain't no dog, man. Like, why? I started asking the Lord, what you doing? Like, what? I need to get rid of these dogs. What's going on? I need to find out. And he started talking to me the other day. This was last week. He started talking. I didn't know I was going to be up here tonight. He started talking to me. I didn't even have thoughts of thermostats. That's how God works. He said, as I hear, he's going to give it to you in this time. He said, you know, and I was having a conversation. He said, you know, your thoughts are like dogs sometimes. He said, they run off.
That's right. That's right.
They bark. Come on, how many of you have any barking thoughts?
Yes, yes.
When you can't get your thoughts to be quiet because they barking. They barking. You want to tell the thoughts, shut up, right? Sit. That's all you want to do. Sit. Roll over, right? That's what you really want. But they run off. They bite.
That's right.
Sometimes they got to get put down. Some of those thoughts in your mind got to get put down.
Yeah.
Some of those thoughts, as a dog man, as a dog man, when you take a dog, if a dog has rabies, they don't treat rabies, they put it down.
Yeah.
It's an immediate thing. The vet knows we're not treating this, we're putting it down.
Yeah.
So some of these thoughts got these rabies. That's trying to go around and bite the rest of your thoughts and infect you. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you. So when I take my thoughts, and I take my thoughts, I got to put my thoughts on a leash. That's why I got a leash. And that's why I got a leash and I got a collar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to put them on the leash and I got to walk with them every day.
Because
they don't get trained unless I train.
That's right.
Come on, thoughts. Come on, thoughts. Come on, thoughts. But my thoughts ain't getting trained unless I train them. And I can't train with them every other day or every other day or every other day or when I need something from my... No. Every day, whether my thoughts is yielding something or not, whether they're acting right or not, I got him on that leash, keep him on my left side and I'm walking.
Yeah.
And you stop when I stop. And I walk. I say, and I talk, I say, heal. Because it's got to know what it's supposed to be doing when it's supposed to be doing it. Come on, we got to train our thoughts. Come on, y'all. Come on. So I go back out of the wind because it depends on how long you want, how much time you want to spend with your thoughts.
That's good.
I got it right here. I ain't got no long leash. My dog ain't trained enough for a long leash yet.
Come on.
Some of us got our thoughts on too long of a leash. Let me go play out in the yard with every other animal that run around. And then you run the wild thought, got rabies. Because it's playing with them coons. They're playing with them opossums. They're playing with all them other animals. And they ain't supposed to be in the yard. Keep that dog. Come on. Come on, grab it. Come on, grab it. Grab your thoughts right here. Come on. Come on, grab it. And I keep it on the left side. And I say, hey, what you doing? Hey, no. Even when I got puppies, I gotta train my thoughts when they small because they got small teeth now, but the teeth gonna get bigger. So I gotta, hey, I'm the alpha over here.
Come on.
You gotta understand. So when you get bigger, you still understand. Hey.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And I'll walk fast and stop. Hey, make sure you don't walk in front of me. Yeah, when you're training the dog like it's supposed to be, when I walk through a door, listen to what I'm saying. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
If you hear me, say yeah. Watch this. When you walk through a door, you don't let the dog walk in before you because that's not that dog house.
That's right.
You better recognize who the alpha is. Alpha and omega, beginning and end. You need to recognize who the alpha of this pack is. So I'm going to walk in and you sit right here and then I'm going to let you walk in. Matter of fact, sit. Sometimes you got to tell your thought to sit. Not only to sit, stay. Be still. And know that I am God. Are y'all hearing me? right here. I got to, come on, grab it. Come on. I ain't looking at him playing with him all day long. Hey, what you doing? They got to call him by their name. I got a dog named Light. Yeah, call him by name. Y'all go catch it. Y'all go back and listen to it later. It's going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, right. This is gonna be. I got a dog named Light.
Yes, sir.
I called him Light because I wanted to call him Light because I'm talking to my mind, too. Yeah. So when I say Light, come.
Yeah.
Right, I just be needing dab sometimes, man. Sometimes I just need dab. I just need dab. Not a class, just need dab. I need dab. Yeah, Light, come. I got one name, Truth. Yeah, I got another one named Pace. Because I need pace sometimes. I need patience. Come on, pace.
Jesus.
Right here. And I go daily. And I'm walking the dog. Because I understand that it ain't going to do nothing further than I train it.
That's good.
If I don't train the dog, here we go. Y'all ready? I always ask you, if you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
If I don't train the dog will function off of his instincts.
That's right.
And it'll only function in a beastly manner.
Yeah.
Your thoughts too.
Yes, sir.
The last time you got in trouble is because your thoughts was functioning in a beastly manner.
Yes.
You wasn't functioning like God.
That's good.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
That's good.
All right. Can we keep going?
Yes.
Now he told me, say the shepherds. Why you give me shepherds? The Lord is my
shepherd.
Yeah. And I shall not. Yeah, shepherd. He says, John 10, he says, I'm the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so he took me over to John 10. Then he said, you got two kind of thoughts. You got shepherds.
Yeah.
And then you got sheep.
Right.
Now the sheep, you got to watch your sheep thoughts. You got them too. Mm-hmm. Your sheep thoughts going to go wherever they open the pasture to.
Yeah.
They just going to follow any old thing. Sheep just go to slaughter. They're not going to think. They're not going to, it's not going to consider that wherever the shepherd run them around, that's just where they're going to go.
Right.
They ain't going to have no thoughts. Right? So now you got shepherds. And he says, in your mind. Y'all know you think, yeah, I ain't got no dogs in my mind. Yes, you do.
Yes.
You got them sheep thoughts that follow anything. Now, which ones are dominant in your mind? You can train your shepherd to keep your sheep. Y'all not hearing me. There are thoughts that you have that can be trained in a certain way to round up the rest of your thoughts. See, your thoughts are not your enemies.
No.
Right? Your thoughts are not your enemies. God gave you your thoughts for a reason. Your thoughts are not your enemies, but they can become your enemy if you let the enemy influence them.
Yeah.
Lead you into the wrong pasture.
Yeah.
Have you eaten out the wrong field?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. So I done trained my shepherds. And I've trained them so much that even those thoughts that want to follow everything and run off, I round them up and put them in the right pasture. I put them in the right field. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Are y'all hearing me? He's putting me in the right place. But if I don't spend the time to train my thought on how they're supposed to be, they will only do what they want to do.
Right.
Or what somebody else is willing to do. Sometimes you got other people walking your dogs.
Oh.
How you let somebody else put their collar on your thought? Now they walking your dog and you just following on around. Then they got a choke collar. A choke collar, you put it on the dog, it sounds kind of hard on a choke collar. It don't really choke them until they move too far. Depending on where they want to go. I be talking to mine, I say, okay, that's you choking yourself. I ain't choking you. I'm just holding the leash where I had it at the first time.
Yeah.
If you won't pull, you going to choke.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to your thoughts for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to your thoughts for a minute. Come on, talk to your thoughts for a minute. You keep pulling, I'm going to keep choking.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you're choking yourself. The more you pull away, the more that thing squeezes up on your neck. You better get back where you're supposed to be at.
Right.
Y'all better talk to y'all thoughts. Talking about y'all don't want to talk to yourself. You better talk to yourself. You talking to yourself anyway. I was sitting there the other day.
Yes,
I was sitting there the other day and I was like, man, I really be thinking I'll be quiet all day long, but I really be talking
right.
in my head.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
I really be talking in my head all day long. I really ain't that quiet. They think I'm quiet, but I ain't that quiet because I had a lot to say while they were talking, but I just didn't say it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Come on, amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. I had a lot to say. I had a lot of thoughts. I had a lot of feelings. I had a lot of emotions, but I kept them.
Yeah.
That don't mean you wasn't talking. Can I give you thought training? Can I give you mind training? Can I give you what he's setting your thermostat? In Matthew 5, Jesus starts setting your thermostat. He said, watch this. He tell him, watch this. And you got a kick to the template. He says, if you lay with a woman, that's adultery. Y'all say if you lay with it, it's adultery. But I say if you looked at her like that and thought about it. Whoa, he's dealing with something else now. This man is dealing with your inside thoughts that don't nobody know that's going on. Wow. Wow, that's how deep Jesus gets when he's talking about our thoughts.
Yeah, that's good.
Talking all day long. Y'all talking all day long. All y'all chatterboxes. I take my thoughts and I bring them. I bring them to captivity.
Yeah.
I bring them into the obedience. I train my shepherds to round up my sheep. All right, now how else does a shepherd know how to act unless it's submitted to the good shepherd?
Yeah.
He said all the other ones are hirelings. Y'all must not know that chapter. John chapter 10, go there. Quickly. John chapter 10. Because see, if I don't align my thoughts in my mind in the right direction, then what God is trying to funnel through me will get clogged up in the filters of my bad thoughts. I do a little reading. Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. Now he's showing you who the thief and the robber is. I know we jump to John 10 and 10 and say the thief coming out, and we say the devil coming out to steal. No, a lot of times the thief is you. Because you're trying to go another way. Sometimes I could be the thief, Pat. Sometimes I can be the thief. I know I don't want to own that sometimes, but sometimes this hand is stealing out of my own pocket.
Wow.
All right, if I'm stealing out of my own pocket, what's wrong with me? Think about it for a minute. You come and call me and say, I need you to pray with me. I say, what's wrong? And you say, I stole from myself yesterday. I stole some money off my dresser. Stole some money off of who dresser? Off of my dresser. I need you to pray for me to stop stealing. No, that's not the prayer you need. You need some alignment. Something is off, and we need to put that back on. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
So I steal from, how is it that I steal from myself? Well, every time that you're not being everything that God wants you to be, you're stealing from yourself. Every time that you're not letting God filter everything and push everything through you that he wants to bring through you, you're stealing, you're robbing yourself. Will a man rob God? Yes. Come on, in other words, the same as a thief and a robber, but he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep what?
By name.
It's by character. By name, by character. There's some sheep in your mind that ain't your sheep. Yeah, somebody else smuggled some sheep in there. That's their sheep. That's why you acting like that. That's why you feel like that. That's why you worried about that, because that's somebody else's sheep. That's Nana them sheep. That's Grandma them sheep. This sheep is not my sheep. Their story is not my story. Ain't the same thing. I've been born again. He's in Christ as a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. I don't have to keep that going on with me.
Right. No, sir. No, sir.
They're smuggling them sheep into my field. And he lead them out. And when he put it forth his own sheep, he goeth his own sheep. You see, his own sheep, he goeth for them. And his sheep follow him, for they know his
voice.
And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know the voice, they know not the voice of strangers. Now do we know the voice of Jesus better than we know the voice of strangers? Because whatever voice we know best, that's the voice we're gonna follow. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So now when I say the voice of Jesus, now you got to understand what I'm saying. Because Jesus talked to us in the scripture.
Yes.
In the red. Y'all know how I be talking, right? So if he's saying it, he's trying to teach you how his voice sounds.
Yes.
Well, you know, he's asking, well, how do I hear? How do I know? How do I know it's God speaking? You ever heard that? Yeah. Somebody say, how do I know how to hear the voice of God? Well, Jesus said, well, you see me, you see the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have not learned Jesus' voice, how would you know God's voice?
Mm-hmm.
No. The voice that he got right there. Not. Oh, we got to receive the revelation. No, not that. The voice is right there. Have you learned that voice yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have you recognized that conversation, that dialect, that Christ dialect? Even our accents are in our thoughts because of what we heard so much.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Y'all down here in Louisiana with me, so y'all know everybody got a different accent in here.
Right.
Yeah, it's because you heard somebody talk.
Yeah.
If somebody said orange, you say it's an orange. Some of y'all ain't know what I'm talking about because you ain't know.
Yeah.
It's an orange.
Yeah.
But if somebody say orange, oh, that's an orange. Earl, Furl. Y'all know that. Y'all know Earl, Furl. Earl. Let me bring you out of class. Earl is oil.
Yeah.
So Furl is foil. Right? Give me a piece of that Furl. Like, all right, so.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's right. It's just how you heard it. So you only repeated the things that you heard because that was the repetition. Mom and them kept on saying furl, so I said furl. Daddy them kept on calling them pansies, so I call them pansies. It's not pansies, it's pants. Come on, everybody say pants.
Pants.
What's? Pants. But because, watch how serious, and you will say pants and be serious about it. Not only will you say, oh my God, I'm sorry y'all, somebody in here say pants. But you, not only will you say pants and be serious about it, but you'll say pants and then somebody say, no, it's pants, and you'll say, that's what I said. I just said that. Say it again, pants. No, it's pants. I just said that. See, so you gotta break it down. You gotta break it down. You gotta let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but think soberly. I'm talking to you, I know it's funny, but it think soberly.
Yes.
You get it? I can't think so highly of how I think that I can't allow that sober thought to take me where I need to be. Are y'all hearing me? But because of the over and over repetition, this is how I think the word. It's not till I get myself around some other people that talk regular do I realize that I've been talking bad. The voice of strangers. Because they don't know the voice of strangers. Do you know the voice of strangers? Are you familiar with the voice of strangers? Have you become acquainted with the voice of strangers? Lack is a voice of a stranger. Sickness and disease is the voice of a stranger. Have I become acquainted with the voice of a stranger? It says the sheep hear his voice and they don't know the voice. Right now, if I played something right now and I played somebody, if I played apostle voice over the speaker right now, you'll know it's him. You'll know it's him. Why? Because you're familiar with it. Because you've been spending time with it. Because you've been listening. You'll know his voice. Right? If your familiarity, the time that you spend, the repetition of a thing, the time that you spend with somebody, Bernard could call me and I'll know his voice.
Yeah.
But God, dog, now in 2025, they got artificial intelligence that'll use your voice to say something. So now I start hearing for what you're talking about. Bring every thought to the obedience. You know, somebody called me and say, this Nakia, you can meet me over here. Hold on, we don't go over there. I know Nakia, we don't go over there. Who over here playing on my phone with her voice?
That's good. Yeah.
You see how it goes?
Yes.
See, now you gotta know his voice. His voice is further than the audible.
Yes. 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 Yes, sir.
I'm saying a lot to y'all tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
His voice is further than the audible.
Yes.
It is to the point to where you know him so well, you are him. Listen.
Yes.
Listen, I know that, I know, oh, listen, listen, I know what he, what we used to wear the bands, what would Jesus do? I ain't got to worry about what he would do because he, me and him are one.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not delaying it. I wonder what Jesus would do. Now, I just spent time with him. I done spent time with his word specifically. So because I specifically spent time with him and his word and who he is and his personality, I start seeing myself.
Yes.
And I say, oh, there I go. And I find myself. Oh, there I go. You heard it yet? Oh, there I go. Come on, say, oh. You know, you say, oh, I got an, oh, there I go. I've been looking for, there I go right there. My Shanice be doing that. She be like, where the nook, nook? She say, nook, nook, nook. I say, where is that? She say, I don't know. Then she find it, she be like, got it. There it is, got it. Yeah, look, there it has been sitting there the whole time. Oh, look, the nature of God been with me the whole time. You mean to tell me why I was scared all last week, the nature of God was sitting there with me all the time, and I was praying, and he was like, can you look around and see me?
I'll show you.
I know y'all read chapter 10. Y'all finished read chapter 10. You're a good shepherd. Y'all know. Got it. Y'all got it. Matthew 6. Watch this. And I did not realize that this was a, EJ, I did not realize that this was a thought thing. Watch what I'm about to tell you. I did not realize that he was dealing with my thoughts right here. I thought he was dealing with my prayer. But I'm only going to pray the way that I think. Yeah. The way that I think will control the way that I pray.
That's right.
Wow. Didn't know this. Saw this about to walking out. Watch this. Matthew chapter 6. How far? I'll go verse 1 and I'll just read for the sake of reading. It says, take heed that you do not, what color these words are? Who is that talking?
I
take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do thine alms, sound out a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and the streets, that they may have glory of men, for verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that the alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth the secret himself shall reward thee openly. Verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6, watch this. You start dealing with your mind. Watch this. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Now when Jesus is talking, listen, I need you to understand. When Jesus is talking, he's dealing with your mentality. Because I got to deal as you think, therefore you are. So I got to deal with how you think about this before you change this. You won't pray differently until I deal with the way that you think about prayer. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say, Lord Jesus. Lord. God, why you make me say this stuff? Somebody say, prayer is a conversation with God. I know we've been saying it over the years. I don't need a conversation with God. I just need to listen. What I got to say to him?
Yeah. That's good.
See, we got this wrong. See, we talking about God like us. Yeah. Me and you gonna have a conversation. Right. I'm not having a conversation with God. Be still and know.
Yeah.
What?
I'm saying the man, he's not the man. He know already.
Yeah.
Whatever you about to say, he know.
Yeah.
So now my prayer are a request of what he knows already.
Yeah.
I'm requesting who he is. We not going back and forth playing ping pong. I don't play tennis with God.
Come on.
Tell God what I know, then he tell me what he know. I heard a man talking one time, man came years ago, had problems all out the door, problems all in his mind, all kind of stuff going crazy. And he came to the church to talk to apostle about his situation. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And he talked more than apostle.
Wow.
I sat there and watched him, man. I sat there and look, and he would not shut up. Apostle started telling him something, and he started giving apostle what he knew. Well, if you knew so much, why are you here? If you don't shut up, you need to, what they say, don't speak unless spoken to. When he was in a room with certain people, you need to be quiet and listen to those people while you're in that room with those people. But what about being in a room with God? Your audible is over with. Shut up. Listen, Next time, everybody say shut up.
Shut up.
Come on, next time you tell yourself, shut up. Say it loud like you're really trying to tell yourself to shut up. Shut up. Because you're talking so much you can't even hear what he's saying to you. You rattling it off. And you're so loud we don't know what's going on. With God, the number one thing you do with God is shut up. Yeah, that's a revelation for you. Yeah, number one thing you do with God, yeah, shut up. Shut up and listen. Yeah, you're talking too much to him.
That's good.
You ain't gonna hear that nowhere. When our prayers enter our closet, when I shut that door, pray to the Father which is seeking, the Father will see the secret reward the opening. Verse 7. Watch this. And it knows the thought thing. Watch this. He says, but when you pray, use not vain repetition. Y'all see that?
Yes.
As the heathen do, for they what?
Think.
Talking about our thoughts now.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's explaining why they use vain repetitions. They use vain repetitions because they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
Wow.
Come on, I'm gonna slow down, I'm gonna wait. You get it? So they're doing it that way because they think that that's the way that it works. So because I think, as I think, therefore I am. So because I think it works by much speaking, then I much speak. I think he gonna hear me by my much speaking. Right there, he talking about shut up, right there.
That's right.
And he says, watch this. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them. Now, before we get to the next part, he's trying to say it's a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not dealing with your prayers first, I'm really with your thoughts about prayer. Mm-hmm. And I could deal with your thoughts if I deal with, that's where your roots at. If I could deal with your thoughts, I'll change your output.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I'll change the way that you do a thing. Everything that you do it the way you thought about it.
Right. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's true.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Everything you do, that's how you think it goes. The way you drive, the way you dress, the way you talk to people, the way you get ready in the morning, the way you prepare food, you do it that way because that's how you think that's the goals.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes from a thought. So you'll set it at that way because that's what your thermostat has said. Right? And it is very, very difficult sometimes for us to change our thermostat when we've been set at a temperature for so long.
Right, yeah.
Come on, we didn't got comfortable at that temperature. We think that's our temperature. And God trying to turn you up, but you don't want to change it because you're comfortable at that place. Y'all know that place you're comfortable in the morning, that little dip in the bed in the morning, and you don't want to take the cover off because it's going to get cold. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Cam. I know it's like, y'all know that little dip, y'all know you got the little dip in the bed. You've been laying there all night. Now the little dip, and now you're just warm, and the alarm clock go off, and you're like, ah. Because you're comfortable. But if you don't get up, don't nothing get done. If you don't get up out that bed, you know, when you're sleeping, you're unconscious. If you don't wake up and get up and go make something happen, out that comfortable spot, that comfortable spot will kill you. Y'all keep laying in that bed. Keep laying there too long. You're laying there too long, your muscles start dying. They say, oh, he don't want to use us no more. All God is doing, when Jesus, he's trying to get you to stretch your muscles. He's trying to make, watch this, he's trying to show you that you can do something beyond what you thought you can do.
Yeah.
When he starts talking, he said, how are we going to feed these people? He's stretching the mind. He's changing the thermostat. He already knew what he was going to do. He was already set to feed everybody.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I got to say this real quick. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. So verse 9, when he gets to the Lord's Prayer, after this manner pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, how he's trying to show you how to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that other stuff.
Mm.
But I hear when you tell me, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear all that other stuff because all that other stuff is stuff that you made up.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's my will, but you're shooting in the dark. You don't really know what my will is. You naming it and claiming it and claiming some of the wrong things. So I got to take my thoughts. Listen to what I'm saying. I got to set my thermostat to the temperature of Christ. And I stay there. I wrote down in my notes, some of us haven't set our thoughts long enough to even get the temperature.
That's good. That's good.
Because when you set the temperature, set the thermostat, you got to give the room time to change. And we can talk about this next time. But when you set your thermostat, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second is like this, love your... When you begin to set your thermostat in here, then you become a thermostat out here. And whatever room you step in turns into the temperature that you are.
Yes, sir.
Amen, 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 amen.